Alberti believed that the most important approach for a painter was to capture a story or narrative. Now, as I've indicated, this narrative could be either religious or secular, depending on what the work of art was for. If the work was to be placed in a church, then obviously it'd have a religious theme. Whereas if it was for someone's home, then it could deal with a different subject matter. The exact narrative didn't really matter, so long as it was one that captivated the audience, that held the viewer's attention. So, what is actually needed to tell a story? Well, Alberti needed characters, right? Human figures. And he wanted to represent them as realistically as possible to capture the viewer's attention. One way he achieved this was to make use of what's known as the contrapposto pose. A contrapposto pose basically entails showing a slight twist in the body. The shoulders and hips are usually bent in different directions. In other words, if the left shoulder is bent so that it's slightly higher than the right shoulder, then the hips will be bent so that the left side will be slightly lower than the right side.